Very quickly, this is another tool that we may have use for. Very quickly, this is another tool that we may have use for. If I hadn't, you know, used up a lot of time, we would talk about this for half an hour or so, but I'm going to talk about it for 2 minutes. Very quickly, this is another tool that we may have use for. If I hadn't, you know, used up a lot of time, we would talk about this for half an hour or so, but I'm going to talk about it for 2 minutes. These are the kinds of stakeholders you have. In the middle are the fanatics, the people who care more deeply about your issue than any other issue. It's distorting their lives. There's their job, their family, and you, not necessarily in that order. You know who these people are. Their telephone numbers are programmed onto your telephone. You wish they would emigrate, and they're all named Susan. Surrounding the fanatics are the attentives. There are maybe 10 times as many attentives as fanatics, and there may be 1/10 as interested in the issue as fanatics, but they're still more interested than most people, and they're still more interested than they are in most issues. Attentives go to meetings. Fanatics run meetings. Okay? So they're very different in their level of interest. But the attentives are still paying a whole lot of attention to the issue. Surrounding the attentives are browsers. A lot more browsers than attentives, maybe 10 times as many, and they're 1/10 as interested. The browsers don't want to go to meetings. The browsers certainly, if you call a browser and ask his advice or her advice on how to manage the issue, they're more irritated about being bothered at home than they are anxious to give you advice. Attentives want to give you advice, and fanatics are angry that you didn't call a long time ago. They're very different levels of involvement. But the browsers are still following the issue. They're following it mostly in the media. They pay attention to it. They may occasionally talk to each other about it. But they're not heavily involved. And surrounding the browsers are the inattentives, who are paying no attention whatever. Now, these are not kinds of people. These are kinds of people with respect to a particular issue at a particular time. So, as people get more interested, they might get more involved. As people get less interested, they can get less involved. But at any given moment in time, on any particular issue, you're fanatic about entirely different issues than I'm fanatic about, but on any particular issue, everybody can be identified pretty easily as inattentive or a browser or attentive or a fanatic. Now, to map this on a set of distinctions we came up with earlier this morning, if you are talking to fanatics, which of the three games are you playing? Follow the leader, or donkey, or seesaw? Donkey. If you're talking to attentives, or even if you're talking to fanatics while, it's theater, and you're really aiming to influence the attentives, what game are you playing? Seesaw. If you're talking to browsers, what game are you playing? Follow the leader. And if you're talking to inattentives, you're wasting your time because they're not there. They're not listening. So you always have choices about which game you want to play and which audience you care about. And in ways that I think we discussed earlier today, there are going to be fanatics at the meeting, there are going to be attentives at the meeting, there are going to be browsers reading the story in tomorrow's paper or watching it on TV, and you face difficult choices. Do you want to reach out to the attentives? The fanatics you can't win over. You may be able to get the fanatics to declare victory. In the way that Dow got Greenpeace to declare victory. You may be able to get the fanatics to declare victory. You're not going to get the fanatics to decide that you are right. And you're unlikely to get the fanatics to decide that you did the right thing on your own, that you're a good guy. So the fanatics are unreachable, the inattentives are unreachable, and everything really depends on whether you're talking mostly to attentives or mostly to browsers. If you're talking mostly to attentives, you are doing outrage management. If you're talking mostly to browsers, you are doing public relations. Okay. The question is not which of those Should you do? You should do both of those. The question is, how much attention should each of them get? Because they are competing directly. It's not just that they're competing for your time. Good public relations turns browsers into fanatics. Good outrage management informs browsers. Good public relations turns attentives into fanatics. Good outrage management gives browsers information that you might not want them to have. And Jody pointed out that they're very likely to get it anyway from your opponents. But you have choices as to do you want to aim your communications at the browsers? Or do you want to aim your communications at the attentives? And those are really the only two groups that it might make any sense whatever to aim your communications at. All day in focusing on outrage management, we have really been focusing on attentives. Okay? Because they're the people you can reach with outrage management. Yes?
Fanatics must try to recruit attentives. Is that something that you see as being successful?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The fanatics are trying to win over the attentives. You are also trying to win over the attentives. The fanatics are also trying to win over the browsers to, convert them into attentives. You're not probably trying to do that. This is largely a competition for the attentives. And the competition, as I've tried to suggest, is not determined mostly by whether the attentives wind up thinking you're right or the fanatics are right. The attentives already tend to think the fanatics are right. The question uppermost in the attentives' mind is, have you learned your lessons from the fanatics sufficiently yet? That is, they want the fanatics to discipline you and then get out of your way. And winning over the attentives is not convincing them that the fanatics are crazy. It's convincing them that the fanatics are impactful and have had their impact and have changed you in the ways that they needed to change you. That's usually the seesaw that the attentives are on. That's usually a very big hunk of what outrage management is about, is convincing attentives that you have taken on board what the fanatics are trying to tell you. You usually can't convince the fanatics of that, but you can convince the attentives of that, and that's a very important goal.